Bruce Mohn's detailed description of the afterlife. Once our transition after death is complete, we can choose to go to the afterlife levels when we are ready. When we die, we are given the choice to remain on this earth until our bodies are buried or to move on to the level to which our spirits had grown while on earth. After death, if our ties to earth are not let go, we could become a restless spirit and we would be permitted to return to earth. When we die, we will find many levels of development. We will always go to that level where we are most comfortable. In the afterlife, our thoughts are no longer private, but become known to all around us. People of the same kind of thoughts are drawn to each other because it is too threatening to be with others with whom we disagree when they know it. Communication in the spirit world is by thought, a direct mind-to-mind transfer of thought. In the spirit realm, our thoughts and feelings cannot be hidden from others. This reality can be heaven for some but hell for others, depending on their thoughts and feelings. In the afterlife, people with very negative thoughts go to a plane of lower vibration where their kind of thoughts can live. If they entered the higher realms, the master vibration of God would annihilate them. This master vibration is often referred to as the Holy Spirit. After death, people gravitate into homogeneous groups according to the rate of their soul's vibrations. If the percentage of discord in a person is small, it can be eliminated by the master vibration of God, then the remaining good can live there. However, if there is more discord within a soul's vibrations than good, this cannot be done and the person must gravitate to a lower afterlife level and live with people of their kind. In the afterlife, each person lives in the kind of a heaven or hell that they prepared for themselves while on earth. Nobody sends us anywhere. We are sorted by the high or low vibrations of our soul. Everyone goes where they fit in. In the afterlife, no one is made to feel uncomfortable by being forced to do or accept things for which they are not prepared. At death, the dimension of the afterlife we travel to is determined by the level of spiritual development we have attained while on earth. When we die, our ability to accept truth and to live by it governs our progress in the spirit. It determines the degree of light we possess. Nobody forces light and truth upon us, and nobody takes it away unless people let them. People are self-governed and self-judged in the spirit realm. People have total free will. In the afterlife, everyone is free to experience the various afterlife dimensions and nothing is restricted. The only governor is the state of the conscious mind. Deeply held beliefs come into visible expression there. Not everyone has the same experience because everyone creates their own experience. Subtle energies slowly open restrictive, closed minds in order to accept greater understanding. Every soul shines the light of love in various degrees. The light of souls who love very little are dim. Love in the afterlife can be compared to wealth on earth. Nothing is worth more in the afterlife than love. The more you give out of love, the greater you are. On earth we have an inner nature, our subconscious, and an outer nature, our personality. At death, our outer nature dies and our inner nature becomes our new outer nature in the afterlife. Our higher self, our superconscious, remains one with God. However, this level of consciousness must be reawakened while on earth. In the afterlife, no one is ever lost or left behind. Everyone is of equal importance and each can never cease to exist. Our earth experience determines our afterlife destiny, but no one is locked there, and each can progress to higher and higher levels of being. Things change little in the afterlife. If a person has the fixed belief that they will sleep until the resurrection of the body, they may sleep for a very long time. If a person keeps an open mind, they will be free to adapt to the new surroundings and fit in where they belong with no unusual difficulty. This is why having fixed beliefs limit an open mind. Time passes over the same as here, that is, one event follows another. But looking at it another way, time doesn't pass at all because there is not enough change to make the passage of time evident. From another viewpoint, time in the afterlife stands still because it is always now. The past and future are of equal length because there never was beginning and never can be an end. In the earthly rat race, events follow each other so rapidly that it gives us the illusion that time flies. Whereas, In prison with absolutely no change, the days would stretch into seeming eternities. How does a person get ahead of others in the afterlife? They don't. There is no place in heaven for discontent or personal ambition. Some people may not be able to change yet after they arrive in the afterlife. On earth, we can change ourselves quite easily and should use this life to make ourselves into the kind of people we want to be in the afterlife. In the afterlife, we do not stop learning or progressing in knowledge. Death is merely the doorway to the next level of soul growth and evolution. In the afterlife, death on earth is considered a graduation. Only those who believe they can leave their bodies and progress further after death actually do. Libraries exist in the afterlife. In these libraries, when one reflects on a topic, all the knowledge on that topic enters the mind. In the afterlife, one can create things with the powers of the mind. In the afterlife, as we adjust and understand how to work with our mind, we will automatically know what is needed as the desire arises. In the afterlife, auras are what we use to evaluate a person's spiritual condition. The lighter and more brilliant the color, the more advanced the person is. The aura is also useful to determine how much a person needs to work on spiritual development. In the afterlife, the eyes of the spirit see in more dimensions than the eyes of the body. In the afterlife, we have 360-degree vision. The experience is like having eyes all around our head. In the afterlife, we see things from every angle like a cubist painting by Picasso. In the afterlife, our soul is our consciousness and our spirit is our transparent, glowing body. In the afterlife, we see others as they see themselves. Others can appear the way they do because it is the way they perceive we need them to appear. Much communication in the afterlife is silent, although sound is sometimes used in communication because it is pleasant. To travel from one point to another in the afterlife, all one has to do is think about it. In the afterlife, we can remember and feel different times and events in our lives as if they were happening right now. In the afterlife, we can observe what is happening on earth whenever we choose to do so. The tremendous love experienced in the afterlife is like having the love of every mother in the universe pour into us for all eternity. Deceased loved ones appear in the afterlife as they looked like at their best during their lives. In the afterlife, people wear what they want to wear. They wear what they are most comfortable in. A spiritual receiving station exists to receive people after death who arrive in a hypnotic sleep due to a faulty belief they have that they must sleep until Jesus comes. Here, others try to arouse them from this sleep. There is an invisible dimension in the clouds above the earth where animals and human spirits go to become replenished for further evolution on earth. Since there is no need for reproduction in the afterlife, sex plays a different role. Without physical bodies to act as buffers, the sexes can get immeasurably closer to each other, and become more intimate. Without inhibitions to frustrate them, they can receive and express love more freely and completely. From scribd.com/document/89374952/Bruce Moen.